This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What does labbaik Allahumma labbaik mean? Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik means here I am, O Allah. And labbaik, that word has a number of meanings. Of it is to reside someplace, to be stationed somewhere. And so you're saying, oh Allah, here I am. I have stationed myself. I have positioned myself in your service. Or it means, lub means to make something pure. And so I have purified myself, or I have sincerely devoted myself. So it goes back to the notion of sincerity. In any case, you say, labbaik Allahumma, here I am, oh Allah, here I am. La sharika lak. Oh Allah, there is nothing that is, or you have no partners. There's nothing that's equal to you. لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك. And again, you are repeating this concept of you being present, of you being positioned in his obedience, of you being sincere to him. لا شريك لك. إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك. All praise and all blessings is for you and the dominion. And so here you are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you are thanking Allah and recounting his blessings upon you and admitting his blessings upon you. And to him belongs the dominion or the kingdom as well, the ownership of everything. And this is interesting because it begins as a separate phrase. You don't say inna alhamda wa ni'mata wal mulka lak. You say inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka comma wal mulk. And so you are initiating two phrases. And of the reasons why this was mentioned, as a scholar said, is because it just, you are increasing the praise that you have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata lak wal mulk la sharika lak. And then it ends with you saying, there is nothing, again, there are no partners that you have. And so this phrase is a beautiful phrase of devotion, of the admission of blessings, of praise, of commitment. And so one of the things that we have to remember is that don't be somebody who goes to Allah's house and makes all of these claims. Here I am, sincere to you in your devotion. And then you turn around and when you leave Hajj or when you leave Umrah, you become someone else. That declaration of devotion should be present with you wherever you are. When should a person stop saying labbaik Allahumma labbaik? And when should they start? So they should start as soon as they put on their ihram. For the entire duration of however long it takes for them to see the Kaaba, and to when they see the Kaaba in Umrah, that's when they stop making the talbiyah. Or in Hajj, when they throw the first jamara, that's when they stop saying the talbiyah as well.
Thank you for watching. Please subscribe to the channel and like the videos so that you can get notified of the new releases, and consider donating to this worthy cause.